When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
AM 570 KLAC, 98.7 KYSR, HD2.
Los Angeles.
Available anywhere using the iHeartRadio app. AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Of talking about a problem if you don't have a way to solve it.
Gong it out, Vic and Brother Bob. It is Petros and Money on AM 570 LA Sports. Crunchy Groove Thursday live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. We're here for a full 4 hours today. We got 3 hours to go. A great first hour, though, courtesy of the Jacobs family.
Yeah, Brother Bob Jacobs, Vic's brother, came on. His phone sounded better than VTB's Comrex.
That's accurate.
And he was awesome, 91 years old, and they talked to each other, they talked to us, and it was just really cool to have Vic's brother on, very special. And then we had Jovan Buha, who blew up the Lakers. I mean, he's a very nice guy with a very smooth delivery, but if you listen to the words he said, it sounded almost like Fred Rogan style toward the Padres when it comes to the Lakers situation. No hope. So we'll see how that plays itself out.
He said the only way Frank Vogel is going to keep his job is if he somehow manages to turn this thing around. And I don't see that happening.
Stupid ass to say that. But Matt, that being said, we don't have anything to give away today, as has been established. But we do have some things to promote. We have the Super LA Super Week.
Well, we gave it all away yesterday. So we doubled up with giveaways yesterday, and now we're left with nothing.
But yesterday we had 3 hours, and today we have four. Why did we?
It's a fair question. So, listen, the folks that ask us to give things
away. That's a small desk.
They
I've called a lot of games on that desk, and it is not big enough for three dudes.
That is one of the smallest desks I've ever seen.
That's unfortunate.
Poor Steve Lavin. You're not supposed to be there, Steve. There is no lap seat here. There's no lap belt. You can't be in the middle. What were we saying? Oh, we gave away the Shaq's Funhouse and the East Central Downtown Los Angeles Hotel getaway to Steve, our UPS driver. He won the one-night stay at East Central Downtown LA Hotel. And Shaq's Funhouse, while we do not have a pair of tickets to give away today, we want to remind you can purchase those.
UPS Steve is a star.
That was unbelievable. It is presented by FTX. It's happening on Super Week, Friday, February 11th. Concert, carnival, Lil Wayne, Zedd, Diplo, full carnival midway. When you purchase your ticket, you get food and drinks included. Some would call that free food and open bar. And the tickets increase in price as time goes by. So get after it right away if you want to go. Shaq'sFunhouse.com. And if you're pining for a DJ Diesel set, I cannot imagine that Shaq will not climb on the ones and twos at some point during this party.
I think, you know, speaking of what's to come and what's past, the iHeartRadio app, I think it could be very well argued that the two best guests this week and arguably this year were both unknowns virtually before. UPS Steve, just a winner.
With his route wife story.
Turned into a guest. And Brother Bob, Vic's brother. Two virtual non-sports celebrity figures came on the show and taught us a lesson in greatness in the last couple weeks. And that can be days. And that can be podcast, all of it, on the iHeartRadio app. for your smartphone. Did you tell them about this celebrity flag football game, Matt? This sounds really cool.
Well, we are your celebrity flag football show of record. Robert Edwards, the name we were trying to come up with on the beach, who tore his knee up.
I hate to see that. I
hate to see it. He is going to be one of the coaches on the sideline at the NFLPA Bowl. Very excited about that. I believe he is the running backs coach for the national team.
He has a message for the kids. Stay off the beach.
When they want you to participate in the 22nd annual Celebrity Sweat Flag football game, say no. It is going to be a Battle of the Network Stars-like backdrop because it's happening at Pepperdine on February 12th. You can check out celebflagfootball.com. We're not giving away a family four-pack to this right now, Kate. All right, maybe tomorrow. But we're on tomorrow from 1 to 3.
We're only on for 2 hours tomorrow in a Superflex. How come we have nothing to give away today?
I asked Dave Weiss, and I got crickets back from him.
Where's the incentive?
Jeez, on until 7.
Well, either way, that's everything that's going on. And don't forget, tonight, off-season Dodger talk for just a half hour with the new GM, Brandon Gomes. And then we're going to get to UCLA, Utah, and that tip-off.
Utah!
That is late.
Give me two.
Deeply.
9 p.m. Salt Lake City time. 8 p.m. Pacific is the tip.
The only thing awake in Salt Lake City at that time is the snow owls.
Nice Hooters. Cates is going to have a full court press because UCLA number 9 in the most recent poll, and he said he will do the Instagram Live at AM570 LA Sports Instagram feed as long as they are still in the top 10. So,
9.
Check in somewhere around 10:15-ish.
Get up, get busy. Get up and move that body. Get up.
Cates will be liquored.
Oh, and snickered.
Let's hope.
Our boss, Don, will be attentive, and he will have his notepad out.
Let me take a look at this.
Prepared to critique Tim Cates' Instagram Live performance.
It's time for the...
Shun the network pregame. That's the most important part of this.
Exactly.
Turn off AM 570.
F you, Deerfield. All right, it's time for Canadian news. Word of the day.
He heard me with his words.
The word of the day.
Don't wreck our show, you hoser.
Hockey, Molson Ice, Canadian news, eh?
Well, we got into Canada yesterday with old Draisaitl being pissy. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
So how about some hockey news? The LA Kings today recalled 19-year-old phenom Quentin Byfield from the Ontario Reign in the AHL. The center is set to make his season debut tonight at 6:30 against the Avs at Crypto.com Arena. Quentin Byfield was the second overall pick in the 2020 NHL draft. He's 6'5", 220, and he made his NHL debut last season with the Kings. He got 1 point in 6 games. Remember, the LA Kings are on the Kings Audio Network on the iHeart Radio app. But that's news about him. A big-time player.
He's a stud.
Everybody loves him. He is a stud.
Stud.
But.
Stud.
We hope for him and for his people that he can avoid, I don't remember any kind of angry media exchange like this with any of our LA Kings over the years. But this happened in Edmonton 2 days ago.
Lots of reasons for why the Oilers are playing the way they are in terms of winning and losing. What do you think is the number one reason for the losses now? Is there one thing that you, in your own mind, you're saying we got to get better at that?
Yeah, we have to get better at everything.
Would you like to expand on that?
No.
Expand?
You can do that. You know everything.
Why are you so pissy, Leon? Why are you so pissy?
I'm not. I'm just answering.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are.
Whenever I ask you a question.
A question.
I gave you an answer.
Not very good one.
Okay.
I have one more for you. Leon, you show your frustration on the ice last game against Ottawa.
Pull peace out on the
Is
ledge.
Is that a good thing when you show it so the other team knows you're frustrated?
Yeah, it's a great thing, for sure.
If you, buddy. Good.
I just noticed Leon starts laughing.
Oh, yeah, he's laughing.
When the guy gets emotional.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, ha-ha.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's the best
now.
Part. My favorite part is, you know, I'm not. When he says, why are you so pissed? He goes, I'm not. He goes, yes, you are. Whenever I ask you a question.
Is there one thing that you, in your own mind, you're saying, we got to get better at that?
Yeah, we have to get better at everything.
Would you like to expand on that?
No.
Expand.
You can do that.
Know everything.
You know everything.
Bitch.
Why are you so pissy, Leon?
Hmm?
Why are you so pissy?
I'm not. I'm just answering your
question. Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are.
Whenever I ask you a question.
Yeah!
I gave you an answer.
Not very good one.
God, I love that. God!
Yeah, you are, eh?
Don't call me God, buddy.
Yeah, you are, eh?
Don't call me buddy.
You have to get better at everything.
Would you like to expand on that?
Nope. You can do that.
You know everything.
You know everything.
Why are you so pissy, Leon?
Leon.
Hmm?
Why are you so pissy?
I'm not. I'm just answering your
question. Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are.
I ask you a question.
I gave you an answer.
Not very good one.
Oh!
I got one more. What didn't you?
Okay. I have one more for you. Leon, you show your frustration on the ice.
Oh, you show your... You pull your piece out of the net.
Is that a good thing when you show it so the other team knows you're frustrated?
Yeah, it's a great thing, for sure.
Shut up.
Oh, he gets uncomfortable. Good. He runs his hand. Leon runs his hands through. He's like, oh, really? This grown man's crying right in front of me. This is weird.
Is that a good thing when you show it? I really appreciated that.
Yeah. Yeah. I did too. We don't do a lot of Edmonton Oiler talk here.
Oh, well, you know what? And you know, of course, if something happens, I just texted you this, Kate. You got to put this up. I just texted you the link. When something like this happens in Canada, you know who picks it up.
Henri.
He starts to geek it.
Let's go, Jay.
And he did a like a kind of like a parody thing.
Of him?
Well, like he was doing the interview with Draisaitl. And that it wasn't the guy that was going, yeah, you are, Leon.
Yeah, you are.
Whenever I ask you a question.
Not a very good one, eh? I got one more.
I don't know. And then the guy's like, all right, that's another.
I got one more
question.
You show your frustration on the ice.
You pull your piece out on the lens. You think that's a good thing? The other team see you frustrated? All right, now here's Jay Henri, our friend from Canada.
God, I miss him. I miss that show.
Here is his interview with Draisaitl.
Leon, thanks for sitting down with me. I know it's been a frustrating day. Let me give you my pitch for a new TSN reality show where you move into a house with two members of the Edmonton media, and we call it Three's Company. I think it's a hit. I mean, can you imagine a better pitch?
Yeah, we have to get better at everything.
So you don't think it's a good pitch?
Nope.
Can you fix it?
You can do that. You know everything.
I don't know about everything.
Hmm?
Are you aware there was a German version of Three's Company?
I'm not. I'm just answering your...
I assume you've never seen the German version of Three's Company?
I gave you an answer.
Can I tell you about the German version of Three's Company?
Okay.
It was called Herzbube mit zwei Damen. Leon, don't you love when popular sitcoms are translated to different languages for audiences all over the world?
Yeah, it's a great thing, for sure.
Excellent. Thank you for your time. You're getting up and leaving? Okay, bye.
Herzbube Dursen. Give me that little clip again of him
Did
saying,
you know it's called
Herzbube Dursen? Give me that.
Do that. You know everything.
I don't know about everything.
Hmm?
Are you aware there was a German version of Three's Company?
I'm not. I'm just answering your
question. I assume you've never seen the German version of Three's Company?
I gave you an answer.
Can I tell you about the German version of Three's Company?
Okay.
It was called Herzbube mit zwei Damen. Don't you love
one more time, one more time.
Herzbube mit zwei Damen.
Herzbube mit zwei Damen.
German version of Three's Company?
I gave you an answer.
Can I tell you about the German version of Three's Company?
Okay.
It was called Herzbube mit zwei Damen. Leon, don't you love when popular sitcoms...
It's time for the number of the day!
Here's my number.
There you are, Leon.
Number of the day.
Oh, God, I love it.
Can I ask you a question?
It was called Herzbergen
mit zwei Damen.
Don't you love when they translate sitcoms?
So the whole world can enjoy it?
Oh, God. Your number of the day is 11. We talked to Jovan Buha about it last hour. 11. 11 missed shots out of 12 by Russell Westbrook inside the three-point line last night.
Hate to see that.
4 minutes left in the game. Russ, get your ass on the bench. Oh. And Russell Westbrook was benched by Frank Vogel.
Even Brother Bob was laughing about it.
He was replaced by Malik Monk. Russell had two ill-advised shots, followed by two blown defensive assignments that led to, probably about a 6 to 8 point swing, and Vogel had had enough. Russell Westbrook, in the month of January, is shooting 25% from three and 29% from the field. And he is upset that he's not touching the ball more. So understandable that as his job is in peril, his livelihood in the balance, Frank likely just had finally had enough and decided, like many coaches do that know they're about to
be fired. I'm going to go off on my own shield.
I'm going to go off. I know I'm out of here.
You idiots are going to get me fired. I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to do some great dancing with a great partner.
I'm going to make a fool of you. Since you've made a fool of me.
I always do the last dance of the season.
So
but this year, somebody told me I couldn't.
Here it comes. Get your ass on the bench. You're not going back into the game. It was one of the worst losses of the Lakers season. A sub-500, pee-poor Indiana team overcoming a 15-point deficit and knocking them off by scoring over 30 points in the fourth quarter.
Makes me sick.
At the Crypt, crypto.com arena. Russell Westbrook left the floor 8 seconds before the end of the game. He hurriedly dressed and left without speaking to the media. And reportedly, he did make the flight. So he
en route
to Orlando, but as Jovan Buha told us, separate sections of the plane. It's not a very big plane. NBA rosters and staffs are not that large. They typically fly on smaller planes like 737. So still probably a tight squeeze for him and Frank Vogel
so
to cross paths. At least at some point, you would assume on the plane.
There you are, Leon. Anytime I ask you a question.
Why are you so pissy? No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. Leon, every time I ask you a question.
All right.
I mean, that's 20 years of beat writing.
Hertz Buba Mitzvah Diamond. Leon.
People hate it.
They hate it?
Some guy was like, it's time to move on, but I sent him a middle finger.
Yes.
Every once in a while, I push back with the middle finger on the textoso, and it really catches people off guard.
Sure.
Like the Hertz Buba Mitzvah Diamond. Runny!
This is the song of the day.
Ta-da.
The Birds present today's song of the day called She Don't Care About Time, the B-side to 1965's Turn, Turn, Turn single.
Stay on the clock.
A crunchy groove for a Thursday afternoon on the Petros and Money Show. Feeling those Laurel Canyon groovy vibes, man. But we don't care about time, especially when we've got 4 full hours of great sports talk to stimulate your auditory sensory system. Before sending it over to David Vasse with an abbreviated version of off-season Dodger talk and Brandon Gomes coming up. And the UCLA basketball pregame show with Josh Lewin and Tracy Murray will take over at 7:30.
Yeah, you are, Ronnie. Mm-hmm. Time I ask you a question.
I got one more.
Farfik Nugan.
You seem to show your frustrations out on the ice.
On the ice and pull your piece out on the land.
You think that's a good thing?
We'll be right back.
Yeah, you are.
Matt, you're going to get some big boner news coming out of baseball.
I like big boner news.
Big boner baseball news for you. And some international news.
Chew it and do it.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do. And start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
They're tweeting, they're on Facebook, Instagram. Interact with the show at am570lasports.com.
For you, our loyal listener.
Petros and Money continues now. 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 Now.
Petros and Money, am570 LA Sports Live, everywhere on the iHeart Radio app tonight. UCLA basketball is back. Mick Cronin and the number 9 Bruins make their way out to Salt Lake City to take on the Utah Utes. Tip off at 8. Pre-game at 7:30. We're going to be off at 7, so a full four-hour show here. But David Vassay will have a short 7 to 7:30 edition of off-season Dodger Talk. Brandon Gomes, new general manager of the Dodgers, will join him for that broadcast. And then Cates will follow UCLA Utah with a full court press live post-game on our AM570 LA Sports Instagram live feed.
All right, Matt, we do have, well, I don't know what you'd want to call it. It's in Australia, but there's a Greek involved. I don't know if you'd want to play both or right? How we would end up doing that. But we do have Australian news or Greek news or whichever is available.
Greek news. News. That is Greek.
Invented democracy and with the first people who, you know, we think.
Now here's Petros Papadakis.
Our favorite Australian Greek in Australia is out of the Australian Open. Nick Kyrgios.
He's out?
Out. He ran into Danny Medvedev, the number one seed.
Danny.
Tsitsipas is through. Stefanos Tsitsipas is through, but Kyrgios went down.
Damn it.
To Danny Medvedev of Russia.
How did he draw Medvedev so early?
He was booed, was Medvedev, at Rod Laver Arena in Melbourne because, well, he was playing against the local favorite in Nikos Kyrgios, and Medvedev said that the crowd in Melbourne had a low IQ because they were booing him.
I like that kind of trash talk.
And he said that he was happy that he managed to win, and that was the only choice when you're being booed between first and second serves. So Danny Medvedev, there's a little bit of verbal.
Danny.
You can't call everybody stupid in that country that you're visiting when you're a BS Russian.
What are they going to do, deport him?
Well,
Danny.
We have a friend that you might want to meet in Serbia.
This poor Czech girl.
Now, Tsitsipas beat Sebas Baez from Argentina, but that took him 4 hours and 22 minutes.
Yeesh.
His legs must be toast. So that's a little bit of news from the Aussie Open. But whenever we talk Aussie Open, whenever we talk Stefanos Tsitsipas,
well, obviously,
and whenever we talk Danny Medvedev, we have to play what happened so many years ago now, maybe 4 years ago.
Maybe Brother Bob was there.
In the Miami Open, when two young players cross paths.
Man, you better shut your f*** up, okay?
Lenny.
Hey, Stefanos, you want to look at me and talk?
Lenny.
You have some rollers, you go emergency toilet for 5 minutes, urine, and then you say, and you, then you hit let, and you don't say sorry, you think you're a good kid. Look at me. Hey, look at me, huh? You don't look at me. He started it. He started it.
I know, but stop it.
He started it.
Yes, but...
Yes, he started it. He said, Russian, you think this is normal? I answered him because he doesn't know how to fight. He's a small kid who doesn't know how to fight. If he doesn't say anything, I have no problem with him. But if he says something to me and he wants to fight, he needs to do it. He doesn't look at me after.
Interesting twist with Tsitsipas calling Danny Medvedev a bull-ass Russian. Tsitsipas, half Russian.
Is that right?
His mother's a bull-ass Russian.
Well, maybe that's why he's able to do it.
He knows. He knows he's a bull-ass Russian.
I got to deal with that every day in my house, the bull-ass Russian.
As a young guy, as an 18-year-old, Tsitsipas, I think, bit off a little bit more than he could chew when he called Danny Medvedev a bull-ass Russian at the Miami Open that fateful day. And now it's time for another story, Matt. A story.
I can't believe Kyrgios is out. Stupid time change. Never got to watch him. You know what we need to do as well whenever we bring up Kyrgios is we got to bring up.
It's not that bad of a time change, though. It's just like tomorrow, but a couple hours earlier.
Right.
It's like really not that bad.
Yeah, she shagged you. He shagged you, lady.
He told that poor guy that I think he was the other Swiss guy. He told him that that Kokkinakis
is banging you, Gail.
Banged you, lady.
Banging
mate.
You, Gail.
He did say that was bad. Stan Wawrinka. That's who he told.
Is that who it was?
Yeah, Wawrinka.
Had to wear it.
That wasn't good. It was he had to apologize.
Hey, Kakiakis is banging you, lady.
All right. So insurance, we have called with the Lakers brass, with the new PR people. We know for a fact that Vogel's on the plane. Jovan Buha told us that Frank Vogel is on the plane.
Still employed.
He's not been fired by the Lakers yet.
Still employed.
Russell Westbrook, who's bringing shame onto losing her high school in a way no one ever thought he would.
For shame!
Is on the plane. So we are in safe harbor for Vogel Watch.
Vogel Watch!
Simple.
Again?
Vogel Watch.
Thinking about the first watch ever was Don Martin's Kobe watch.
Yes.
During the sexual assault trial and all that. And it was up all over town and it said Kobe watch, AM 570.
It said Kobe.
And then what's next?
What's next?
Yeah, yeah. That was,
and then AM 570.
That was a good one too.
Just big block letters.
So we've had watches in the past. I'm trying to think. Walton watch, Luke Walton watch. That was a big one, right? And Geeter hated that. So Luke watch went on for a while. But I'm pretty sure Vogel watch is our first watch since when?
I feel like we just did one. Was it LeBron watch? Did we do?
We're always on some kind of watch.
Yeah, I feel like we did one recently. Ohtani watch.
Ohtani watch.
Ohtani watch. Good one, Ronnie.
Thank you, Ronnie.
Yes, Ohtani watch. That was a big one.
But now we have Vogel watch.
Right.
I don't know how interested people are or how invested they are in Vogel as a person or a coach at all.
I don't think at all.
But we have it.
Vogel watch.
So it's there if you need it, Matt.
I feel like we're not gonna until he gets fired. I don't get the sense we're gonna
monitor. We can't be on. He gets fired, the watch is over.
Vogel watch.
Your watch is over. You're gone. You're dead. His watch is ended. We're on Vogel watch now.
Vogel watch.
Yeah, Vogel watch is what you're saying once he gets fired, yeah.
So right now, look around you. You're on Vogel watch. Time
Vogel check. Watch.
You're on Vogel watch. Does it move the needle? Does anybody care if the Lakers coach gets fired?
I don't think so. That's what I'm getting after. I feel like this one isn't really moving.
So are we telling Bob that this was a waste of his time?
I feel like we were more interested in Derek Fisher watch when he was the head coach of the Knicks. And he got punched in the face by Matt Barnes in Matt Barnes' own backyard where he was having relations with the mother of Matt Barnes' own children. Like, that was a big deal for us. Like, wow.
But there wasn't a watch.
No, but I feel like we really kept tabs on that. Like, oh, wow, Derek Fisher left Vegas with his team there playing summer league to go to Matt Barnes' house, who hopped the fence, punched him in the face.
Yeah, I mean, I remember it.
That was exciting.
But Vogel watch. So that doesn't, but you know, we did.
I like the sounder.
We have it.
I like the stinger, I believe, is the radio term. I like that stinger.
We have it in case it's needed.
Vogel watch.
Now, just one more tidbit about the, situation with Kyrgios and what he said to Stan Wawrinka.
Do we have it?
That day, no. But I do have it that Kyrgios prefaced his vulgar comment to Wawrinka by saying, I hate to tell you, mate, but Kokkinakis is banging your girlfriend. And that is the exact quote from Nico Kyrgios. It is, I hate to tell you,
the
mate.
The match is getting away from him, so what does he do?
He tells a guy that somebody, that another Greek player is banging his girlfriend. And Wawrinka was like,
I hate to tell you, mate, but Kokkinakis is banging your lady.
I hate to tell you. Mate. It's a great way to start anything. Now, this is the one that's going to excite you, Matt.
Oh, God, I love that sound so much. Why did it disappear?
Robot umpires.
What?
Are back.
Atlantic League?
Triple A.
What?
2022. Robot ups have been given a promotion and will be just one step from the major leagues this season. Major League Baseball is expanding its automated strike zone experiment to AAA, the highest level of the minor leagues.
It's a big deal. That is not an independent league.
This information leaked out. The baseball was not ready to put this information out.
Oh, it leaked? Even better.
Well, what happened was MLB's website posted a hiring notice seeking seasonal employees to operate the automated ball and strike system.
Oops.
So they're trying to hire a bunch of IT guys. MLB said it's recruiting employees to operate the system for the Albuquerque Isotopes, the Charlotte Knights, the Chihuahuas of El Paso, the Vegas Aviators, the Reno Aces, the Round Rock Express, Sacktown River Cats, Salt Lake Bees, Beehive State, Sugarland Skeeters, name for your dog, and the Tacoma Rainiers, and the Oklahoma City Dodgers.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll be able to ask
AAA
Dodger players coming up and coming down about the situation. Now, the Independent Atlantic League became the first American professional league to let a computer call balls and strikes. Unheard of in Branch Rickey's days, according to Vic's brother. They did it at the All-Star Game in July 2019. They experimented with it during the second half of that season, and it was used in the Arizona Fall League for top prospects in 2019, and it drew complaints on the breaking balls.
Is that right?
Yeah, balls were hitting the dirt, and the computer was calling them a strike.
Dirt balls, strikes!
Trouble with a curveball, huh?
Trouble with a curve, Matt.
Trouble with a curve.
Amy Adams.
Wildly underrated.
Timberlake and Eastwood. And our friend from Scream.
Skeet Ulrich?
No, the other one. The guy who's on our show.
Yeah. Shaggy.
Yeah. That's him.
Son of a bitch. Ah, what is his name? Not Jason.
He's been on the show.
He has. Love that guy.
Not enough to remember his name, apparently.
He used to be on Skate TV, interviewing professional skateboarders. He was like the half pipe.
He's been in everything.
Matthew Lillard.
That's right, Lillard.
How can I forget that name? I love Dame Lillard.
The Major League Baseball Umpires Association did agree in its labor contract that started in 2020 to cooperate and assist Gaptooth Commissioner Rob Manfred if he decides to utilize the system at Major League Baseball games at that level. So
Manfred does not have, don't feel like Manfred has a lot of respect from the media as a commissioner. Now, Bud Selig routinely was mocked, openly mocked.
Look, there was a tie thing was really bad.
It was the
and he always wore
fit.
That beat-up suit.
Yeah.
Used car salesman.
He was a car dealership owner, and it was described as, yeah, that's a guy that's selling the used vehicles out there, is how he looked. But I think they long for the days of Bud Selig right now with how poorly it's gone under Manfred.
Guy's an idiot.
When we come out of this labor lockout, what if we just change the rules of baseball? All this stuff gets implemented in 2022 when this is all over. Well, Robo-umps, universal DH.
Yeah.
Let's go. Just start it now.
There was a win watch. We did win watch.
Win watch. When will they get their next win?
Win watch.
Yes.
Was that the Dodgers?
No, that was the Lakers. That was when they were really bad. Win watch. Right, Cates?
That's right.
Yeah. When they were like, remember when they picked Lonzo number
two
overall?
And then we had Luke watch.
Right.
Win watch.
Win
are they
watch
all gone?
Byron. We were talking about Byron Scott having lost 27 in a row with the Cavs, and now he's lost 12 in a row with the Lakers.
Archaic schemes.
Win watch.
So that is the latest. Kyrgios is out. Tsitsipas is through. Medvedev.
Hate to break the news to you, mate.
Mate.
Kokkinakis is banging your lady.
Medvedev said everybody in Australia is stupid, which we already knew. We have a Volga watch sound, which we're very proud of.
I'm sorry, did you say we have a Volva watch?
Well, I watch Volvas, but not here.
Volga watch.
Volga watch.
Volva watch, now that's something. You've got that
hold over me. A lot of people get vulvas confused with the uvula. Very different sides of the body. And robot umps in AAA, including the Oklahoma City Dodgers. We got Volva watch?
I'm sorry, did you say Volva watch?
I said we got Vogel watch? So those are the three things. Kyrgios, out. Tsitsipas, Medvedev, through. Volvo watch. And robot ups. Three things Thursday still to come. We got some butthole eyes news.
Oh, I love butthole eyes news.
4-hour show today, Matt. And we're still going to talk to Tommy Telesco.
The old B-hen. Butthole eyes news.
We had Mookie watch.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Get P and Money on your smart speaker.
Mic check, mic check.
Just say, Alexa.
Yes?
Play AM 570 LA Sports on iHeartRadio.
Money AM 570 LA Sports live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Still to come, Tom Telesco in our 6 o'clock hour. We will do three things Thursday in our very next segment. Take on the divisional round, which you will hear here. We'll save the Rams-Bucks for tomorrow. But we'll get the other three and three things Thursday. And you'll hear all three of those games here. This weekend, we got the doubleheader on Saturday. It starts with Bengals at Titans. On AM 570, we got to move 49ers-Packers over to our sister station, AM 1150, because of UCLA basketball. But then Sunday, you'll get Bills-Chiefs right here as well. And remember, we are your home for Super Bowl 56 at SoFi Stadium. So that is happening as well. And stay tuned for Petros and Money live on location during Super Week. Details forthcoming. Very exciting. Going to spots where you regularly do not find us. So we're coming to your part of town. We expect to see you out there amongst the corporate types in their khakis and their polos.
Oh, it's going to be something.
It's going to be awesome.
Now, for those of you trying to get us to comment on the, we're aware of the motorcycle accident. Well, the motorcycle, the tragic, the
yes,
death.
That was an unfortunate incident that,
yeah,
we were not on the air.
I mean, we do a lot of, it's always a risk, and it's part of the appeal of our irreverent car chase coverage.
I can tell you exactly what it would have sounded like.
Well, we were generally trying to avoid watching somebody helicopter off into oblivion.
Yes.
Which is sadly what happened to this person who was running from the Popo at 100 miles an hour or more.
On a motorcycle.
On a motorcycle.
On side streets.
But a helmet.
Yes, and leathers.
Yeah, but we just to let you know, we're aware of it. So you can stop sending that along because we are aware of it. We don't cover every chase, okay?
Just the ones that happen while we're on the air.
Maybe. And we were discerning about that sometimes. But now, we do have Ask and Ye Shall Receive, Matt. Tim Cates got his mining cap on during the break, and he went in because we are officially on Vogel Watch. Frank Vogel could be fired at
Vogel Watch
any moment, which is not a healthy thing for the Lakers.
Well, you'd think they'd leave him home so he doesn't have to travel all the way to the other side of the country in Orlando and start this two-week East Coast trip.
But alas, that's where he is. And we talked to Jovan Buha about it.
How does he make it out of this?
That's why we're on Vogel Watch. Some call it
Vogel Watch.
I call it very loud. It's really disarming.
You say it quick. Vogel Watch.
Vogel Watch.
All right. Here's our other watches from over the years. And you can think about where you were when these watches were happening. And now, I mean, what was once breaking impactful news now seems like old brown shoe. Win Watch.
This is Win Watch.
The Lakers, under the tutelage of Byron Scott,
couldn't win.
No, they were on like a 15-game losing streak. I think we brought Winwatch in right around loss 8.
Winwatch?
Yeah.
This is Winwatch.
Man, remember when Clayton Kershaw and Justin Turner, they were all trying to wash up Ohtani's balls, and then they got butthurt because
they all flew in from out of town?
He was never coming anyway. We'll get him when he comes back in. He ain't coming back in. We had that Ohtani watch is pretty popular.
Hi, my name is Shohei Ohtani.
Ohtani watch.
That's beautifully done.
Nothing will touch that. It is a piece de resistance from
now,
Bob Schmidt.
You may have forgotten. I certainly did. And it's almost like he's been forgotten. The last we heard about Kawhi was Steve Gregory talking about his tragedy as a young person. But we did have Kawhi watch.
Yeah.
I'm a fun guy. Obviously, I love the game of basketball.
What it do, baby?
Yeah, you already know.
Kawhi watch. Why? That's a good one.
Another good one.
That's really, and we had Jay on Ray on. Remember that?
Talking Toronto.
Kawhi watch was well done.
Yeah.
Well done, Bob.
I'm a fun guy. Obviously, I love the game of basketball.
What it do, baby?
Yeah, you already know.
Kawhi watch. See, now we could bring that back. Like, when's he coming back? How's a leg?
We could.
We could bring that one back.
He ain't coming back.
You know who ain't coming back? Luke Walton.
No.
Luke watch.
We found Luke watch?
Luke, he is our future. He's our guy.
Luke watch. That's a good one.
Wow.
Luke, I mean, he is our future. He's our guy.
Luke watch. All is forgiven. But what are we going to be watching Luke for ever again? They're going to bring him back to the Lakers. We don't cover the six man.
We could. I mean, then Luke watch would be
we could, and then I could fill my pockets with rocks and walk out of the Pacific.
Luke, he is our future. He's our guy.
Luke watch.
We're stuck on Volvo watch.
We have Volvo watch happening right now.
Right now.
We're in it.
We are in the midst of
Vogel watch. Now, this watch could have been, I mean, this is like the Gitmo watch. It's like, man, I've been looking at these Cuban guys for decades, and they ain't doing nothing. You know, it's like, This was a long ass watch.
Helton watch.
I feel like somebody just stuck that one in there.
I don't think so. That's
Helton watch.
Little incongruous, bro. There's no reverb. There's no echo.
Jeez, Gates. You really
Helton watch.
You really phoned Helton watch in. You couldn't even get like a fight on in there. I mean,
you couldn't even put echo on it, dude. It's super simple. You know where that's at? Just go right up to the top bar, add effects, put a little reverb on it. And bing, bang,
jeez,
boom.
He just told you how to do it.
We're good. Come on, Cage, you dummy.
Helton watch.
Jeez. Here it comes. Watch
Helton
this.
Helton watch.
See?
Way better, yeah.
You could even go up even more.
All right. So far that is Win watch, Ohtani watch.
Like maybe you had a sheep sound effect in there.
Kawhi watch, Luke watch.
Helton watch.
Helton watch.
Look at that. See, Cage? Jeez, and doing the bare minimum.
The last watch that we have in our watch list that we remember over the years, this one ended up great. I mean, this one really ended up great.
Mookie watch.
Yeah.
Mookie watch is huge. And now
Mookie watch.
Not only is he one of the best baseball players in the world, but one of the most likable baseball players in the world and a great Dodger.
Mookie watch.
Embraces our local teams.
Loves everybody.
Was it a Charger game earlier this year? Was it the Ram playoff game on Monday night? He's a man about town.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know who would disagree with that statement? No. Yes.
Well, Gabby might.
Boston Ballin' podcast. Check it out.
That's
our watch list.
Is our watch list.
Vogel watch.
From over the years. In case you are wondering.
Volvo watch.
I try to stay away from watching Volvas here at work. Get you in trouble.
How you get home?
Excuse me, were you looking at my Volvo? How do you know?
I heard you play the sounder. And then you locked eyes.
No, I was looking at your FUPA.
Oh.
What?
Oh, God.
You never seen nobody's FUPA?
You never seen nobody's Volvo?
You never seen nobody FUPA or Volvo? We'll be back. We have three things Thursday.
Shekel City, baby.
And some butthole eyes.
And Shekel City.
And Matt's betting news.
Yeah, I heard a funny thing. Somebody said to me, you know that I could be in love with almost everyone. I think that people are the greatest fun. And I will be alone again tonight, my dear.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.